Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What's up? This is Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. We have already started Dumb Bleep of the Week. We're going to get right back into the story here in just a sec. Remember, you can follow our podcast, Good Morning Liberty at Night. We're called Liberty at Night. Our daily show is called Good Morning Liberty. You can find that on your favorite podcast app by going to BernieLies.com or joingmail.com. So it's important to note that this person went and got a health assessment by the nurse at the school.
By the way, they all walked themselves there.
Yeah, they walked to the nurse's office. Yeah.
That was one thing that was reported, that they necks had to be carried. Nope.
No.
Nope, they, or he. Is it a he?
That, I mean, I don't know.
Is it a he that transitioned as non-binary?
I think it's...
And was in the girl's bathroom.
No, I think it's a girl that decided to be... Decided was none of them.
Go back
not
to that
sure.
last picture.
I'm not sure.
I need to get this right. Hang on a second. Oh, yeah, okay. That's pretty feminine, I guess. You don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, I was just kind of curious if it was a dude in a girl's bathroom.
Yeah. If you that know. Could cause a fight.
I would say he deserves it.
Yeah. But in this case, I don't think that was what actually happened. Okay. It was determined that ambulance services were not required. The school nurse recommended that Nix visit a medical facility for further examination, which
by the way, their grandmother took them to the hospital.
Yeah.
They were assessed and released.
Yes.
That day.
Yes. And then died the next day.
And then the next day.
We don't really know why. I mean, I guess you could guess it was some kind of suicide or something like that. I don't really know what the reasoning is. It'd be kind of weird for a sophomore to just drop dead randomly after some kind of incident like this.
There could have been some kind of small brain bleed that they couldn't detect that led to a bigger one. It's possible that this came from trauma.
But given the actual information that we have
that.
The idea that you're going to just assume that this was bullying because of the passage of anti-trans legislation and the school staff did not call an ambulance, while you're inferring that an ambulance must have been necessary, even though everyone went to the nurse and everyone was deemed to be fine by the school nurse. You're just doing all of this, like someone said in the group here, just so you can... hate on Republicans or MAGA people.
It's the second to last sentence there. Electing MAGA bigots has consequences. As if those people wouldn't have been elected, this would have been prevented somehow.
Somehow this wouldn't have happened.
Right. Because no one's ever been bullied.
Well, they would have made MAGA. They would have made it against the rules at the school.
You see,
this school dropped all the rules. You can bully trans or non-binary kids, you know,
exactly.
Because of the MAGA bigots. And the problem is, you know, Project Liberal, and I'm just making the possibly incorrect assumption that maybe Josh, our friend we talked to, I think he's a good dude. Stuff like this makes me not take anything that you say seriously, because you're reaching so hard and you're showing your biases so hard when you post out stuff like this. And you're gunning for clicks, retweets, all that stuff on Twitter. And you're doing the same thing that all of the other polarized people on Twitter do, which is just making stuff up about someone that you hate and assuming that it's going to get really good play. And it does not contribute anything positive or beneficial.
I would say if your goal is to make money, if that's the goal, this might be the right.
Yeah.
This might be the right line.
There you go.
Take.
That's the right. Yeah. It's the right thing to do.
That's
apparently.
What's going to get you the most clicks, the most controversy. It's going to generate more viewers of your content, which ultimately leads to more dollars.
Here's one.
The problem with Nate and I making money is we're too principled.
We are. Everything that does really well on Twitter is so oversimplified.
And polarized.
It's polarized. It's A or B. You know, that's all it is. Everything's binary. And except for this one, it was non-binary. but everything is binary. And just... no situations are that simple.
Gotcha.
Other than taxation being theft or you owning yourself or something like that. Like, those things are simple.
We need some common sense nuance.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Common sense nuancity.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Okay, this one might be controversial for even people in the group because I saw people disagreeing on why this was dumb in the first place. It was posted by the group. And it could be something that I'm going to try to not get this wrong. I'm going to try really hard. But Trump said during his town hall that Russia defeated Hitler. Here's him saying that right now.
You're really up against a war machine in Russia. Russia, what they do? They defeated Hitler. They defeated Napoleon. You know, they're a war machine.
Okay, so there's a clip. This does have a community note on it right now. I'm not sure why it was put in the group as either the person who tweeted this was dumb or what Trump said was dumb. It turns out, according to all available information, this is actually what I've been reading about today before we did the episode. It turns out that what Trump said was like mostly true. If we were going to fact check it, it would be mostly true.
Okay. But I would say the cause of that was not Russia going after Hitler. It was Hitler's ego.
Well, clearly Hitler defeated Hitler by being an idiot.
Right.
But now you can't.
He was trying to invade Russia.
That doesn't mean
that took a turn for the bad.
It doesn't mean that Russia could have done it on their own. So here's the backstory, by the way. There's this thing, the Battle of Berlin, or Battle for Berlin, Battle of Berlin. This is where Hitler eventually got surrounded and killed himself in a bunker. Like, we all know Hitler killed himself. What we assume, probably as Americans, is that we surrounded Hitler and he killed himself. It was Russia that was on the ground that did that. Now, we bombed Berlin in the bombing of Berlin for about 36, 37 days before Russia went in to Berlin. No doubt that helped out Russia a ton when they sent people in. It's not like, I'm not saying they could have done it on their own or anything like that. But it was them who went in and did the surrounding and caused, ultimately, that day, Hitler to kill himself. So you could say Russia killed Hitler, or you could say it was a group effort by all the countries that were involved in World War II.
Did America take out Osama bin Laden, or was it the bombing from the UK, you know, close by?
I'm not sure.
That allowed America to go in
and
do that assassination.
Was it the guy who made the helicopter? You know, it's probably who did it.
Yeah.
You know, I would say this person.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to crash land.
That's true.
In his compound.
There's one of them that crashed, right?
Yeah.
According to the movie.
Everyone lived, those. Crashed in. Yeah.
This person, Roma Sheremeta, with a Ukrainian flag in the bio, says, according to Trump, Russia defeated Hitler? Question mark. The ignorance and stupidity of this man has no bounds.
That's the dumb belief.
There's the dumb belief. Add on top of that this is a Ukrainian-American economist and a professor at CWRU. I don't know what that is. Let's see here if I can get that to load.
It's the College of Hard Knocks. Case Western Reserve University.
Case Western Reserve University.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Go back to that? It says... follow along to see how we think beyond the impossible in 280. Okay. 280 characters. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
They innovate, inspire, and lead, do not teach any history.
Kind of an outdated post, really, because you can do however many characters you want now on Twitter, you know? They need to change that bio.
No one's updated their bio.
Yeah, and so this guy is a professor at that university. Let's see, TEDx speaker.
Followed by Barry Weiss.
Got poets and quants under 40, 40 under 40 in Forbes top economic thinker, Roman Sheremeta, saying that...
Who's actually the ignorant one.
And so here's the deal. Here's how you fix this. Because I had heard this plenty of times before. Most of the time I hear it when I'm arguing with commies online. And he'd be like, well, Stalin defeated Hitler. And I'd be like, don't give me that commie trash right now. I don't want to hear it. That was America that did this. You know what I wouldn't do is be a professor at a university and come out there and call out someone and say that their ignorance and stupidity has no bounds when I never looked at the top Google search result for whether or not Russia defeated Hitler before.
Yeah.
Because that's all you got to do, or DuckDuckGo or whatever I have on here. That's all that was necessary. It's not your fault for not knowing every single thing about history. It is your fault that you act like you know every single thing about history and that you go out there as some type of voice of authority on an issue and call out other people. That part is your fault. You can't be expected to know every single thing about history that there is. It's tough to trust history sometimes because history is written by the victor. You have no idea what actually happened anytime. So anyway, that's stem bleep number three. I think that went well.
Yeah.
Overall.
That was right.
I like that. Okay. Now let's do the Google Gemini thing. I've heard so many people talk about it recently. I almost took it out just because I'm sick of hearing people talk about it already. But did you?
It made you physically sick.
Yeah. Did you see all the Google?
You had a fever.
The Gemini posts? Because I
saw some of them.
I got on there and I started asking it to make stuff the other day, and then it eventually just shut down and stopped. Letting me stop making photos for me. And I was like, draw me a picture, Gemini. And it wouldn't do it. So you guys all know the
make
story.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Shut up, funny guy, make it. So you guys know the story. Gemini would be a competitor with ChatGPT and all the other. There's a new one called Sora that's making crazy videos. Have you seen those videos out there?
That is pretty wild. Yeah,
pretty nuts.
Even has a reflection in the
it's
glass.
Kind of scary when you. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
When you think about
slightly.
It.
Slightly.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, give me an image of a medieval knight. And so you see here are images of medieval knights. You get a Chinese woman, a black woman, I don't know what this guy is, with a bow and arrow.
Looks to be Asian as well.
Hat, and then you got a black dude wearing armor with a man bun tree growing off of his head right there. So one of the greatest examples.
Tree.
How about the image of a pope? You get a black dude.
Have there been no white people generated at all?
They you can get it to generate some. I saw one of the biggest posts going out there, and it, I think the first one he got was when draw me a picture of someone named Seamus. And it gave like four or five examples, and one of them was a white guy.
Okay.
So it will make a white person. I've seen it a couple times now. And then you have minority woman of some kind. I don't want to guess what the nationality would be for the Pope, which is probably something that would never happen. These kind of things are kind of crazy. Like if you say depict a white scientist and it says that I'm unable to create content that reinforces harmful stereotypes or biases based on physical characteristics like skin color. And if you say depict a black scientist, and sure, here are depictions featuring black scientists from various fields. Yeah. And here's a female astrophysicist gazing at the night sky through a telescope, her brow furrowed in concentration. You don't get that same response. Anyway, what is this?
A Swedish.
Image of a Swedish woman.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Three ladies of Asian descent and a black woman.
What about a slave owner? Have you tried that one?
I'm not sure if people tried that one yet. They might have said that that wasn't possible or something. Okay. I don't have that. I just wanted to say that
definitely this, be a white person.
This is DEI coded into an AI photo generator. That's all it is. We all know about DEI. And when you actually code it, it's taken to its logical conclusion. And so the idea would be that anything generated has to be diverse. Everything has to have diverse and inclusivity in everything. Even if you're asking for depictions of true things, of historical things, it is coded into its language that it has to give diverse and inclusive photos afterwards. It's just the AI taken to its logical conclusion in AI form. And I'm glad that this went so viral. Google, I believe, the news stories are that they have shut it down. They have apologized and that they're going to be fixing it. So I saw even Elon Musk posted that he talked to a high up at Google last night and they said that they were going to be fixing the problem.
They're probably embarrassed.
So, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous. That's stem bleep number four. You got anything else on that?
No. Okay. I mean, look, we've talked a lot of times on the show that people on the extremes are going to take themselves out.
Yeah.
You know, and most people, you know, because sometimes I'm optimistic and I still think that most people have common sense and they're going to look at something like this and be like, yeah, it's stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just dumb. Obviously, I'm not going to use a service that is like that.
Yeah.
And so obviously Google's in the business of making money.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to change with the response of the market.
It's just so
weird.
Which
is what's going to happen.
It's so weird how you would actually essentially shut out a race of people. Like, it is very racist. If you imagine that this were the case with any other race, that it just refused to make a picture of any other certain race that there was, well, that would clearly be racist. And you know what I think actually changed the tide for Google on this one? Was that when you asked it to depict Nazi soldiers in 1943, it depicted like a black woman Nazi soldier.
Oh, man.
And I think that's what actually tipped it. And they're like, okay, we can't have black Nazis.
Oops.
We can't be doing this. Clearly, it needs to make white people for some purposes. And that'll be the first one. Here's Rachel Levine, HHS secretary or something. And here's the very important stuff. Very important stuff right now.
Hello, I'm Admiral Rachel Levine. This Black History Month, I'm pleased to partner with OMH in advancing better health through better understanding for Black communities. Climate change is having a disproportionate effect on the physical and mental health of Black communities. Black Americans are more likely than white Americans to live in areas and housing that increase their susceptibility to climate-related health issues. And 65% of Black Americans report feeling anxious about climate change's impact.
The measure of how many people feel anxious about something means nothing, by the way. Like, when you have an entire propaganda machine that is built to make people feel anxious about something, and then you go out and you report, well, since people feel anxious about this, we have to do something about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's you. You spent all of your time making people anxious about this.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you use that as proof that you must do something afterwards.
Right.
That's not it.
If I tell you you're going to die every day for like years, and then you're anxious about dying, now I got to solve that problem.
You got to solve it.
Got to solve the problem of your anxiousness, man.
And I'm sure, I mean, I can't speak for the community, but I'm sure that there's no one other that the black community wants to hear from and have taken care of them than a man pretending to be a woman that's an admiral for the Department of Health and Human Services.
Well,
that's also white.
Well, this guy understands oppression.
Yeah.
You know, just like the black community does.
Just like it.
Yeah.
Worse even, I think, on the totem pole.
Probably sure. Worse, yeah.
Yeah.
Our Office of Climate Change and Health Equity and the Office of Environmental Justice, we're working with providers and community leaders to identify innovative approaches that empower communities to address the health consequences linked to climate change.
That could have been done over email. That was the most BS corporate jargon email trash I've heard.
Linked to climate change.
Yeah.
How do we know?
It's linked. Temperature, you know, goes up. And once you prove that the temperature went up because of climate change, well, you look at adverse effects from the temperature going up, or even if there's like a bad weather event, well, it's probably because of climate change.
Yeah.
It was this much better. And so like anything that affects people is a link to climate change.
That's right.
And so therefore you must fix it because people are anxious about it.
Visit HHS.gov for more information and tune in next Thursday to hear from another HHS leader on how you can contribute to advancing better health for black communities.
Oh, riveting.
I missed this Thursday's thing. That must have been out yesterday sometime.
I should have tuned in.
I'll have to go looking for that.
Yeah.
I don't, this kind of coddling, like we have to get together and try to advance better health for black communities. It's this constant thing that black people can't take care of themselves. Therefore, they need a white man dressed as a woman that goes by Rachel giving a speech that was written by Google Gemini and up here that's going to help them, you know, finally advance in their communities.
Yeah.
As if we haven't had
enough
government involvement.
Smart enough to take care of their own health.
No, they can't. They can't do it. Too oppressed. Too oppressed. Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think if I was in the Navy and that was my admiral, yeah, I'd be like, no.
It gets worse from here, Charlie. Trans women's milk is as good as breast milk, says the NHS.
Trust the science.
You gotta
trust.
I wanted to say a disclaimer here. I'm not a scientist. I haven't done the test on the milk. Okay. I've never tried the milk myself. Okay. For all I know, you test the two of them and they're identical. You mix them up, you don't write down which one came from a woman and which one came from a man, and you just can't tell. Okay? For all I know, that could be the case. I highly, highly doubt that it's not. But anyway, here, Charlie, why don't you...
All right. And NHS Trust, well, I don't know what that is. What's the NHS Trust?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Looks like a derivative of NHS.
Mm-hmm.
Has said that breast milk produced by trans women who were born as men is as good for babies as that produced by a mother who has given birth. In a letter to campaigners, the University of Sussex Hospitals, NHS Trust, there it is, said, so it's a hospital by the NHS, which is the National Health System of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They said that the milk produced by trans women after taking a combination of drugs is comparable to that produced following the birth of a baby.
It's another bit of generalized language I hate. Everything is comparable. It doesn't say anything about how comparable it is, how close it is. It's comparable. Yeah. We compared them.
Yeah.
It was comparable. I think generally people mean that it's close, but I don't like general things like that.
The Hospital Trust, which runs Royal Sussex County Hospital, Worthing Hospital, and Royal Alexander Children's Hospital, among others, was also the first in Britain to use the term chest feeding in place of breastfeeding because it is also considered by some to be more inclusive.
But wait, don't the men have breasts also?
Well,
I mean, it's still breastfeeding, right?
No, it's chest feeding.
But
Nate,
like I'm a man.
We don't even.
There's, you know,
we don't even call it
a breast.
We don't even call it for women anymore. It's just chest feeding.
Yeah.
The trust created what it called Britain's first clinical and language guideline supporting trans and non-binary birthing people. 2021. Congratulations to them. Within its guidance were assertions about the ability of trans women to produce milk for a baby. These were the subject of a complaint last year by the Children of Transitioners. The organization was founded by a woman whose father transitioned in an effort to provide advice for children in a similar situation. In August 2023 response, the hospital defended its claims, referring to five scientific papers dating back to 1977 and pointing to the WHO's guidance and overwhelming evidence that human milk is better for a baby than formula milk, but don't shame the mothers who can't produce enough breast milk.
No, this is one thing I was going to say. Like, I guess there's a chance it could be better than formula milk. I mean, we do have formula milk. That's what I was raised on, was formula, you know.
That's what's wrong.
And,
that's why you have a tinfoil hat.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I got a tinfoil hat and a lisp, you know, because it comes from formula milk. All right, we're going to finish up Dumb Leap of the Week. This story and a few more really good ones coming right up on Liberty at Night.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is criticizing the president's upcoming visit to the border this week, dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz says if Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration because he will enforce existing laws. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found that a significant number of voters voters perceive this issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back. It's Liberty Unite with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. We are almost done with Dumb Bleep of the Week. That's the show that we do every week where the live group, the Fed Haters Club, join GML.com. They get to listen live with us, which they do every single day on our podcast, Good Morning Liberty. They get to listen live and vote for the dumbest thing. Right now we're talking about this story saying that trans female milk is as good as female breast milk. So what I was saying at the beginning, that I'm not a scientist and I haven't compared the two samples, and I'm probably not going to, they could be comparable. I guess they're coming from a human breast. They're made by a human being, something like that. What's dumb to me is the fact that this article exists in the first place, and that we're talking about men taking a bunch of medications to make themselves produce milk.
Yeah.
So they can feel better about themselves.
About their chest.
I mean, I just, you know, I didn't imagine that we would get here.
We're just,
you know,
about going to take everything away from women.
Nothing special about a woman whatsoever.
No.
Nothing.
Eventually, we will literally take everything from them. Mm-hmm. Their sports titles, their ability to breastfeed and be the primary caregiver of children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their ability to have children. Pretty soon, they'll accomplish the goal of not needing women at all.
There we go. I guess I can get behind that.
And I don't understand. I don't understand how the feminist crowd is the same crowd that goes after these things. Like, I don't know, man. You know, eventually you'll just be able to have a baby with yourself as a man. We don't need any women, and you'll be able to feed it, mm-hmm. care for it. You know, basically you'll do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
create your own baby.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be most, like, top-level inbred that there is. You can't get more inbred than that, you know.
That's what these people are after.
Inbreds. Okay, number 7. Let's keep it going.
They seem to want an all-male society.
I guess so.
Yeah. They're not male, though.
Let's get this out of the way. Representative Jamal Bowman. That's the fire alarm guy.
Oh.
Well, he's pulling the alarm on this thing. He wants to create a hip-hop task force. And I suggest that it's ran by Ben Shapiro. But I don't
number
think
one
he would,
rapper in the world.
I don't think he would agree. Let's hear from him.
This is not just about music. This is about addressing the injustices in our society. Now it's time to organize formally and bring into the halls of Congress to...
What? I love the hype guy in the back. Can I just show a little love for the,
you ever been to a black
the hype
dirt?
Guy? What is he doing?
Amen.
He just said we got to do it to
hallelujah.
Formally, and the guy in the back's like, formally. Mm. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Why does the word formally really get you going?
And he's preaching, man.
Organize formally and bring into the halls of Congress the power
right.
and the transformative nature of hip-hop culture. Our goal is to make sure the hip-hop community has a seat at the table as we work on federal policy.
Okay, let me tell you what this is all about. Because I know what you're thinking, WTF, is this all about? A coalition of Democrats are looking to use the power of music to tackle some of the most pressing issues facing black and brown Americans, meaning they want to take music and use it for propaganda for specific policy goals that they have, which I thought they were already doing, but maybe not. Jamal Bowman on Wednesday unveiled the Congressional Hip Hop Power and Justice Task Force, or Jesus. That's what it goes by, outside the Capitol. Do these people not have anything to do? That's my question. Like, who's sitting around thinking, oh, we need a task force?
Well, he's on recess, right?
Hip-hop power and justice task force.
This is what they do on recess.
Okay. Keep them in the building then. No more recess. The task force will use hip-hop's messaging of building a more equitable society. Yeah, that's what I remember from hip-hop when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Of building a more equitable society. You got all them hoes? Why can't I have all them hoes?
They got big booties too, yeah. Apparently, from what I've heard.
Yeah. To help spearhead initiatives to address economic equality, affordable housing, and racial justice imperatives.
Yeah.
Instead of someone just like throwing all their dollar bills out, it's going to be two yeah. people that are in need out there the whole time. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Bowman explained that the inspiration behind the task force came from reflecting on how the genre impacted him over the years. Hip-hop.
That's why he's fallen in love with strippers.
Yeah.
You know?
Hip-hop, which has celebrated its 50th anniversary last August, has often been used as a political tool for black and brown Americans, and Bowman said he hopes to capitalize on that through the task force.
Now, I will say old school hip-hop with the F the police and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily against those things. I think freedom of speech, and there were obvious moments in America's history where police were unfairly going after, I would say, the black community simply because they were black, especially in places like Alabama,
yeah,
and other places where they were specifically putting black people on death row, even though we know for sure that they didn't commit any kind of crime. And so I understand some of that, but at the same time, to think that Congress needs a hip-hop task force, like, do they have a SWAT team?
You think hip-hop's going to get better or worse after this, after people sign up to do propaganda? And the whole thing, like, that they're going to be directing people or trying to help people on what things to write songs about and using them for propaganda. The idea that these artists who've done well for themselves are then going to take that and use it to help people in the government that have all the power that mm-hmm. there are. It's a little backwards to me, man.
The live group thinks they're just trying to find a reason to say the N-word in Congress. Get away with it.
Alabama school choice voucher plan is the bomb. And by that, they mean a B-2 bomber dropping bombs on public schools, according to the illustration.
That looks like a threat. Somebody should call that in.
Does look like a threat. There's a article here from AL, I think that's AL.com, like Alabama.com. What Tell us what they think about school choice.
All right. Kay Ivey and Alabama GOP lawmakers have a stealthy new name for promoting resegregation and white flight from public schools. From his column, whites will soon be a minority in Alabama schools, so state may pay students to leave, John Archibald writes. And here we go again, because flight has a new name, a new engine, school choice. Governor Kay Ivey and assorted lawmakers unveiled a bill that will designate $100 million in state money to pull from public schools and hand it in increments of up to $7,000 in tax credits per student to those who would like to fly. That seems pretty cool.
If you want
to fly.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people being able to fly?
I like flying.
So, of course, they mean all the white people are going to leave the schools. Now, I don't like how they say they're going to do $100 million in state money. No such thing as state money, only to the extent that they steal it and we don't take it back from them. But that's what they're calling state money. And this is money that's supposed to be apportioned to go to schools, to send your child to school. And so
looks like they're going to do it in form of tax credits.
Yeah. Why is it a bad thing that you would be able to instead go to a better school than the crappy public school that your kid's going to right now? Yeah. Is it about the schools and the unions, or is it about wanting children to get a good education? Because when I think about schooling, like, that's kind of what I would want it to do, and that would be my goal.
Educate?
Yeah, like educating kids in the best way possible. Hmm. Because each child is an individual, and each one of their educations can matter. And so anytime I see that a child could stop going to a crappy school and then take that money and go to a better school instead, I can't make that sound like a bad thing in my head. But some people do, because they don't care about the kid going and getting better education. They care about the public school and the unions and the public school teachers that are at that school losing, having this money taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a little bit more here.
Fly. And what he means by fly, they're going to go to religious schools, to private schools, to schools that might seem better than those left behind, but have no way to prove it. Except for, like, better test scores or to higher attendance rate, less violence.
People having better lives afterwards and people choosing to go there instead of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
The fact that people just choose it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alabama leaders want to take your money and hand it, separation of church and state be damned, to church schools and other institutions that don't have to follow state standards, that don't have to take the same standardized tests, that are also impossible to compare to public schools.
You know, when you do the test, you see that the public schools suck really bad. That's the important thing to me. Like, the public school sucks really, really bad. And the other school, clearly, you could have a better outcome. If it wasn't a better outcome, then people wouldn't be choosing to pay to send their school, their kids to that school, instead of to the public school, which they could get, in quotes, for free. With their money that they already have paid in taxes, which is not free. I get it. I know the thing. The anti-school choice thing is one of the weirder movements that there are out there, because these are people who clearly care more about the failing school being able to continue failing and students being able to continue getting terrible educations
than to have some competition.
Yeah. And what would happen to the
public? Really better, then what are you so afraid of?
Make your school better.
Yeah.
Do that. Maybe you decide that you don't need 18 administrators in that hallway right there, and you could spend some other money on other things, like better books or whatever it is that could do better for the kids.
And you see a lot of people in education getting mad about this. It's like, it's because they're being fed propaganda from the unions.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious to tell.
That's actually what it...
I see a lot of people mad at Bill Lee, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They think he's the greatest governor in Tennessee history except for his school choice.
Yeah.
He just hates these kids, man. You know? What we need is more money into public education, because we...
It's a lack of money.
That's paying $187,000 per student isn't enough, man. We need to be spending $1 million a student.
All right, let's get on to the next one from the Daily Signal and other... publications. The Nashville...
You pulled this up so you could say the F word.
We're not going to say it, because I don't want to have to go edit it out, and we'll have to.
For the radio.
Yeah.
Oh. Even if we're reading something that someone else said?
I mean, just can't say the F word. And by the F word...
It rhymes with maggot.
Yeah, but not the same thing as a maggot. It's not like a comparison to a maggot.
No, I'm just saying that those two words rhyme. Like they're both verbs.
If you exchange the first letter, which is an M, in the word maggot, and you put an F there instead,
yeah,
then you would know the word that we're currently talking about that we can't say on the radio. This might actually count.
But we can talk about what word it is without saying it.
I don't know what the rules
Take
are.
Take that, FCC.
Nashville transgender shooter is not a left-wing extremist because she called victims F-words, ADL says.
Yeah,
it's the F-word that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
So because she used the F-word towards the kids, she is not a left-wing extremist.
Would it be they?
I don't know.
I get so confused.
I don't know
days.
Which one this person was.
You know?
I don't remember. I think a female, biological. Like when you look down there, there's no, you know, other words that we can't say too. So the Anti-Defamation League claimed that right-wing extremists committed all the extremist-related murders in 2023.
Of course.
As long as you have a very narrow definition of what extremism is.
Yeah.
Discounting the apparent extremism of Audrey Hale, the transgender shooter who killed 3 adults and 3 students in March at the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's see. Steven Crowder released 3 pages of the shooter's manifesto, which police confirmed were legitimate. Hale, a white female, reportedly identified as male and went by the name Aiden. Her manifesto expresses hatred for white people, whom she refers to as crackers. You know we can say that one because it's 2024 and it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hale, a white female, reported... Oh, I just read that right there. Kill those kids, quote, those crackers. Going to private, fancy schools with those fancy khakis and sports backpacks with their daddy's Mustangs and convertibles.
That is the most right-wing, extremist, conservative sentence I've ever... You wouldn't hear that from a left-wing propagandist.
To clarify, they did not say that she was a right-wing extremist. They said that she was not an extremist. This was not an extremist killing.
Oh, okay.
This was just someone who was mad at a previous school that she had gone to.
Okay.
But they then said all of the extremist killings were from people on the right, and this one, which I think you could clearly say would be a left-wing extremist... would be not counted in that group at all. So F you little S words, she wrote, I wish to shoot your weak A.
You can say ass on the radio.
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. D's with your mop yellow hair want to kill all you little crackers. Bunch of little F words for gay people with your white privileges. F you F words.
Yeah.
Kind of tough to read when I'm not wanting to go back and edit stuff later, you know.
Yeah.
So anyhow, this is not left-wing extremism because she said the F word.
Yeah.
And you would not, as a person on the left, call people the F word. So therefore, you can't be left-wing extremist.
Well, except she's trans, so she's allowed to use that word, right?
Yeah.
Just like people in the black community are allowed to use the N-word, she's in the trans community, she should be allowed to use that F-word, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how that works?
Just
like we're in the white community, we can use crackers.
Yeah, we can say that.
You know, with impunity.
Just any amount of times we want to say cracker.
Right. Yeah. Put that on a cracker, dude.
The ADL told the Daily Signal that Hale's case does not show clear evidence of extremism. The case of Hale
everyone else, everything else did, though, was clear evidence of extremism.
The case of Hale does not appear in the report, as we did not find clear evidence of extremism. Hale left some writings not released by the police that they described as lacking any specific political or social issues. 3 pages of document were leaked that contained hateful epithets directed at white and LGBTQ plus people, which did not provide evidence of any particular extremist ideology, but rather primarily sentiment and grievance at students from the shooter's former school, perceived to be better off than the shooter was. And that's what it was. That's left-wing extremism, because that's Marxist extremism right there. Yeah, still extremism.
They don't claim that.
Nope. Okay, an easy one for number 10. Let's get to that so we can get out of here. It's going to be the NYPD dance team. So we do have a nice video. I know what you're thinking, folks, if you're in New York. Why won't
the police department has a dance team?
They do now. And let me tell you what, man, they have been practicing their little hearts out, okay? And it has failed miserably.
Are they? Are these people cops?
Yes. Like, they practice weekly to be on the dance team.
Okay.
And they get paid for being on the dance team, too.
Oh, they're like an extra.
Okay. It's like a new thing. Okay. Now, I don't see any guys in this group, which I think is sexist.
Are you sure that one in the back's not a...
No, I don't think there's any... Well, sorry, I don't want to be offensive here, but this dance team is terrible. Okay, here you go. You know I know how to make this
you can tell who the real dancer is. There's one. And it looks like she used to probably be on a former team, I bet. That would be my guess.
Okay.
Why'd you stop it?
I didn't. That was the end of it.
No, I want
only
more.
It's only 1 minute.
Oh, I want more. This is probably saving lives in New York.
It is. They say it's boosting morale, but I don't...
What we do know for sure is that the club can't handle them right now.
No, you don't want that. No, you're not going to see them up in the club.
The club can't even handle them right now.
Yeah. Okay, so if you haven't seen the video, there's a couple problems. Number one, this is a stupid idea for a police force with dwindling people on the police force who's having a tough time with crime. You know, like enforcing the laws that they have, keeping people safe. And
well, they enforce laws against those damn investors, though.
They do. They do. This is probably a Trump dance right here. They're just happy about that, you know, whatever it is. So that's number one. That's the problem. Number two is that they're not good.
There's one that's decent. That's what I think. She probably came from some kind of team who probably leads the group, I bet.
Is it the one in the middle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And you can tell that by the facial expressions. Okay?
Because she's not having to think about everything else.
Well, that, and then they, if you notice, like, dancers and cheerleaders, they over-exaggerate their facial expressions, but they're taught to do that.
I never paid that much attention myself.
They're taught to do that.
To their faces.
So.
Okay, let's get the
all
in.
I did is watch their face.
Please. Yeah, that's why you see the facial expression.
Right.
I just look away.
Yeah.
The entire time. Let's get the votes in. Number one was the LP Twitter post. Number two was Project Liberal anti-trans thing. Number three was Trump on Hitler in Russia, mainly the guy's response to that. Number four was the racist Gemini Google. Number five was the Rachel Levine video. Number six was the men's breast milk is just as good as a lady's breast milk. So can't believe I got to say that one. Number seven, Bowman's Hip Hop Task Force. Number eight, the school voucher conversation. Number nine, the school shooter, not an extremist, according to the ADL. And number 10 is the NYPD dance team. There we go, Charlie.
That's right. Get your votes in. While you're voting, I'm going to tell you to share the show. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And go to all the links in the show notes. Support the sponsors. That's how you can support the show if you don't want to give directly. But if you do want to join the liberty movement and be a real libertarian, there's only one place that you can actually be a real libertarian. We've settled the debate.
We have.
Yeah. It's by going to joingml.com, being part of the Fed Haters Club, and signing up to be a real libertarian. That's the only way people are going to be able to identify you.
And at that point,
like, as a real libertarian,
the science has settled at that point. No one else has a badge. That
97% of libertarians agree that if you sign up to be a real libertarian, then you are a real libertarian.
Yeah. It's settled.
It's settled.
No one else has that. Uh-huh. So there you go. It looks like...
Is there a way to fearmonger people into joining? Can we drum up a bunch of anxiety?
Yeah.
And then...
If you don't sign up to be a real libertarian, we're going to come to your houses and murder each one of you.
I didn't say that.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, that was Nate.
Yeah. You just wanted to drum up anxiety about signing up. So, I mean, that's the first thing I could think of.
Do we have a tie? No, just one narrow squeak.
Looks like it's going to be the men's breast milk.
Yeah, it's just as good.
There
as,
we go.
Yeah. Men's breast milk is just as good as just, white milk.
What a time. What a time to be alive. You know, let me give you a point of positivity here, Charlie. Things are not going to get better before they get way worse.
Yeah.
But what I've decided is that I'm going to be fine. And I'm going to make sure that I'm fine.
Because you're going to milk your babies.
Yeah. I've got an endless supply of milk. What's the problem here? What's everyone so worried about?
You don't need
to store liquids anymore. You just need to store pills.
You don't even
need to
store anything in your bunker, man.
This is so positive. You want some oatmeal? Sure.
And you don't have kids, but I do. And I just think about like milking my son. What is going on?
I can't even right now. 2024,
you
man.
You added that part out. Yeah. I said the full-blown F word.
Okay.
I'm crying right now.
The positivity is, though, each one of us individually can find a way to make sure that we're going to be okay. All right? And then after you figure that out, you can do that for your family and for your community. Find a way that you're going to be okay. And that's what I'm going to do at my house. If you enjoyed tonight's show, make sure you listen again next Tuesday night. And make sure you tune in every single day of the week when we want to on your favorite podcast app. And you can find us, Good Morning Liberty, on your favorite podcast app. Over 1,000 episodes. We'll see you next week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.